Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
College athletes win against shot mandate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is great to be able to share a victory with all these, you know, demand letters that we're sending, the lawsuits that we've been filing. It's great to have a victory. It wasn't our case in particular, but it's just great to have a victory that these students won against these shot mandates.
Yeah, this is a court of appeals, and it ruled unanimously 3-0 in favor of 16 athletes who filed a federal civil rights charge against Western Michigan University's unlawful denial of their request for religious accommodation from the college's shot mandate.
And you know, what's unusual or discriminatory, let's say, that other students at the same school were not given that same requirement, as well as other universities like Michigan State University, University of Michigan. They were granting religious accommodations, but yet for some reason, Western Michigan University was targeting their athletes.
Just their athletes. So if you wanted to play sports or any collegiate, intercollegiate sports, you had to get the shot.
Yeah.
So 16 athletes representing football, baseball, women's basketball, women's soccer, dance team, and cross country, they joined together and filed a federal lawsuit.
Good for them, I'd say.
And of course, the issue was First Amendment religious free exercise.
Right.
So, you know, the interesting thing, Holly, is that these public universities have been easier to work with. Mm-hmm. Easier to work with. In fact, many of them, they're not either mandating the shot, or they're clearly accepting and acknowledging religious exemption request. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, in part, is because the First Amendment applies to them. But it's the, quote, religious schools, historically religious, I would say, not necessarily those that are Christian or evangelical, but historic religious ones, Methodist, some of these others.
Catholic. You know, we sent demand letters in some of those schools as well.
Loyola University.
Loyola, yeah.
Jesuit school.
The Mercy, wasn't Mercy?
Yeah, Mercy. that gave no mercy to their,
right, yeah,
to their people.
But in this case, you know, the district judge ruled in favor of these students. He ordered a 14-day temporary restraining order on the university's shot mandate. And then, of course, the university appealed the ruling. Then the Sixth Circuit came back and also ruled in favor of these students, saying, no, you cannot force these students to get the shot.
Yeah, the university appealed that ruling, and they lost big time, 3-0. So now that decision that was binding against Western Michigan University is now precedent, binding precedent, in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yeah, and I love what the court wrote. He said, we do not doubt that Western Michigan University's good faith, nor do we fail to appreciate the burdens of COVID-19 have placed on this nation's university. But having announced a system under which student athletes can seek individualized exemptions, the university must explain why it chose not to grant any to plaintiffs, and it did not fairly do so here.
Yeah, the court goes on to rule. The university put plaintiffs to the choice, get vaccinated or stop fully participating in intercollegiate sports. The university did not dispute that taking the vaccine would violate plaintiffs' sincerely held Christian beliefs. Yet refusing the vaccine prevents plaintiffs from participating in college sports as they otherwise are qualified and likely were recruited to do. By conditioning the privilege of playing sports on plaintiffs' willingness to abandon their sincere religious beliefs, the university burdened their free exercise rights.
Mm, it's a great ruling and a great victory for these athletes. They can continue playing in their sports. They've not been kicked off or supposedly disqualified. They can continue on. And I just say kudos to them for standing up courageously. These are college students now standing up against this university's shot mandate. And also, this decision is also binding precedent in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
And certainly persuasive precedent everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So thanks to their courage, there you go.
Yeah, and the first actually injunction that was obtained against a college, for example, mm-hmm. was one that one of our affiliate attorneys worked on, and we were working on it as well, in Louisiana. And that was against the Edward Villa College of Osteopathic Medicine. Mm-hmm. They said no religious exemptions, period, and you're going to be kicked out of school if you don't get the shot. A lawsuit was filed in federal court, and the federal court ultimately issued an injunction against the school and in favor of the students.
You know, all these students, and some of them at the very end of the education, all of a sudden they're saying, sorry, you have to be kicked out, or you can't play your sports unless you get the shot.
Well, you know, some of these people, they're either being told no religious exemptions, as were the college students, and the college students won, or the osteopathic students, and the osteopathic students won in a case in Louisiana. Or they're not being told there's no religious exemptions. They're submitting their religious exemptions, and they're being subjected to like the Spanish Inquisition. Yeah. It's like the gulag, where they're questioning and debating the religious beliefs. So Pfizer whistleblowers that are employees, they've exposed Pfizer's religious inquisition form, Holly. And this is an example of Pfizer and many others trying to belittle and even debate a person's religious beliefs.
And you can't do that. You can't question my beliefs. Would I state that I'm against this particular injection because of aborted fetal cells and my religious beliefs? You have to take that as it is. You can't question that or ask me further questions about it.
No, I can't. And in fact, we have a legal memo at lc.org. You can click on the legal help tab to get to it, or lc.org/exempt. It's about religious beliefs. And the religious beliefs under Title VII, federal employment law, are personal to you. They don't have to be confirmed by a clergy. They don't have to be supported by your church or denomination. In fact, your church or denomination might not have any position on the COVID shots, or they might have a contrary position. It doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is whether your beliefs are sincere. Are you just making it up out of the blue because you don't want to have a COVID shot? Or do you really have sincere beliefs? Not whether or not I agree with your beliefs. It's not whether somebody else agrees with your beliefs.
Or whether I'm interpreting scripture in a particular way. You can't question that either.
Can't question that. Can't debate it. And some of these are saying, for example, that, have you ever used Tylenol?
Yeah.
Have you ever used Pepto-Bismol? And it's a trick question because they're saying, well, if you object to the COVID shots because they were made with aborted fetal cell in their testing or development, and that's your basis, but you take Tylenol, then you're contradicting, you know, your belief. And so therefore, we're not going to acknowledge it. Well, here's the problem with that. One, Tylenol was discovered back in 1955. And that's when it became Tylenol. That's when it was discovered. There was no aborted fetal cell back then. None.
Right.
So it had nothing to do in its development, and it's certainly not in Tylenol, to have aborted fetal cell, period. Now, some research lab decades and decades later may have said, well, let me try Tylenol, what's currently in existence. Let me try to test it using aborted fetal cell. But that didn't develop Tylenol. It's not in Tylenol. Just because somebody takes an existing medication and tries to do another test on it, it has nothing to do with modifying Tylenol, changing Tylenol, or anything. So these are questions that are frankly false. They're based on a false premise. But even if they were based on a true premise, it still doesn't matter. What matters is that person's sincerely held religious beliefs regarding these COVID shots in particular.
Right. And, you know, speaking of Pfizer, this is just another trick I think they're trying to pull out of the hat in saying that, okay, we've got an FDA-approved shot now, and so we can push these shot mandates. Well, that's not exactly true
well,
either.
Well, and Pfizer knows.
Yes.
Pfizer knows that its Pfizer COVID shot is not FDA approved. They know that there's a legal difference between Pfizer under EUA, which says that you have the right to accept or refuse the shot, versus BioNTech, a German company's Comirnaty, which is approved but is not available to anybody.
But this is another way to pad Pfizer's pockets.
Pfizer, yes, indeed it is. If you're being coerced to get one of these shots or know somebody who is, go to lc.org, lc.org, click on the legal help tab, fill out the form, and proceed from there. Or go directly to lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.